From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's skeptical that a new ceasefire between Ukrainian leaders and pro-Moscow militants will hold. The truce was signed in the Belarusian capital Minsk to bring an end to 5 months of conflict in the east of Ukraine. But the rebels say they are still determined to seek independence from Ukraine. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
The ceasefire agreement envisages a prisoner exchange, a source close to the talks told Reuters news agency on Friday. The armed forces on both sides, however, will remain in their current positions. The implementation of the ceasefire is to be monitored by the representatives of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Meanwhile, the leader of the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic, Igor Plotnitsky, told reporters that the ceasefire does not change the course of the rebels and their intent to split away from Ukraine.
But the ceasefire comes as NATO has announced plans for a new 4,000-strong rapid reaction force in response to Russian actions in Ukraine. The military alliance's members have also been discussing ways to combat Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Ollie Barrett reports from the NATO summit in Newport, Wales.
The UK will contribute 1,000 of the 4,000 rapid response troops. The force is due to be ready by the end of 2015 and could be deployed anywhere in the world in 2 to 5 days. It is a clear message, however, to Vladimir Putin that NATO can respond quickly to aggression in Eastern Europe. Petro Poroshenko has been talking up here the ceasefire announced for the east of his country, but NATO leaders say sanctions won't be eased on Russia unless it ends its destabilizing influence. The US, meanwhile, says a coalition has been taking shape here to take greater action against Islamic State militants. The UK says it is not ruling out involvement in airstrikes in Syria and Iraq.
The United States government has confirmed a U.S. airstrike has killed the leader of Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab. Ahmed Ghaddani was one of the U.S.'s most wanted men, with a $7 million bounty on his head. The White House said Al-Shabaab is the largest Al-Qaeda affiliate in Africa. President Barack Obama said this is one piece in a global fight against militant Islam.
We are going to achieve our goal. We are going to degrade and ultimately defeat ISIL, the same way that we have gone after Al-Qaeda, the same way that we have gone after the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia, where we released today the fact that we had killed the leader of Al-Shabaab in Somalia. And have consistently worked to degrade their operations. We have been very systematic and methodical in going after these kinds of organizations that may threaten U.S. personnel and the homeland.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. economy added fewer jobs than expected in August. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell another 0.1%. Nick Harper reports from New York.
When compared to previous months, this latest set of figures looks distinctly disappointing. The average over the last year has been 212,000 new jobs added each month, yet August only managed to muster 142,000. Much of that has been blamed on the shedding of nearly 20,000 positions in the food and beverage industry. The silver lining was an uptick in wage growth and the unemployment level falling from 6.2% to 6.1%. In reaction, Wall Street fell slightly on opening. Nick Harper, New York.
And the Italian state is set to start growing marijuana for medical use, the health ministry announced on Friday. The plants will be grown at an army facility outside Florence and could bring marijuana-based drugs into Italian pharmacies by the end of 2015. But authorities are keen to stress this isn't a step towards legalization for recreational use. Elena Casas reports from Rome.
The first cannabis plants grown by the Italian state are set to be planted at an army facility near Florence and will be used by the Italian Health Service to make pain relief drugs aimed at HIV and cancer patients. Theoretically, you can already be prescribed cannabis for medical use in Italy, but only 60 patients are actually receiving it. The Health Ministry is keen to stress the therapeutic benefits have been medically proven, and this isn't a step on the road towards legalising the drug for recreational use. Cannabis possession in small quantities for personal use is decriminalised in Italy, but the sale or cultivation of the drug can still incur long prison sentences. Elena Casas, Rome.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.